something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mari here, and on the line we have got Rebecca Slattery, who is from Limerick. Good morning, Rebecca, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
So it was World Stroke Day, Tuesday just gone, and you may have seen a documentary on RT1. It was called A Tiny Spark, where it featured the stories of three stroke survivors, and you're one of them, Rebecca.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So tell me, you had your first stroke just months after giving birth, so I would assume you were very young.
I had just turned 30, and it was 9 months after my little boy was born, and I had my first stroke. I just had really, really bad headache, and I was taken to Vincent's A&E, and I was sent home again. The headache didn't go, just continued to get worse. That was on a Monday, and on Thursday then I was taken to the University Hospital in Limerick. I was having my second stroke then in there.
Oh my God. So at the age of 30, I assume when you started getting these headaches, you probably thought, oh, I'm so sleep deprived. I've got a new baby. Just kind of getting into the rhythm of things.
Yeah.
You must have never thought that it was going to be something like that.
Yeah, I didn't think it was. I didn't even think about a stroke, to be honest. When the headache was quite bad and my eyesight started to go, it was just on my left eye, and everyone kind of started to look kind of distorted, the elephant man kind of.
Yeah,
everyone
yeah.
Everyone kind of look kind of.
But a migraine can kind of give you that as well, can't it?
It can, yeah. But when I had gone out to my GP, I knew that there was kind of something wrong. Now, we did kind of think that it was, you know, kind of like brain tumour or whatever, that was in my head. She sent me straight out to the University Hospital in Limerick, and as soon as I got out there, there was a doctor and two nurses waiting. They took me in straight away. But yeah, none of us though expected that I was having a stroke though.
Had you ever heard of it happening to somebody so young before?
No. I suppose the same as everyone else. You just kind of associate it with elderly people.
Yeah.
You know, or it was a strange one. Yeah.
And before you started getting those severe headaches, did you have any other symptoms or anything? Were you feeling unwell or anything like that?
No. Felt perfectly fine. Felt all right that morning. There was nothing. It was instant. You know, it was just, I just felt it straight away. It was very, very sudden and very severe. And it just felt like that there was immense pressure, you know, like my head was going to actually split open.
And did the doctor say why this would have happened to you? Was there any other reasons, any underlying illnesses or anything that would have caused this?
With me, it was, well, they didn't know. They were asking, had I been in a car crash and got whiplash, or had I got physio for anything? Because they were saying that they can cause arteries to dissect, things like that. But no.
And how did you cope with a 9-month-old baby?
Yeah, it was hard. I was living in Dublin at the time, and I moved. Well, when I had the second stroke, I was in Limerick, and I was in the University Hospital for 2 weeks. So my mum and dad then looked after my little boy. So it was a case of, because I had to go to the Warfarin clinic then when I was out, I had to attend there 4 days a week. Yeah, I had to move home, and they, you know, they were great. They looked after him. You know,
yeah, everything changes overnight, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. It is something that you don't expect. And then it was, you know, it was a long road recovery-wise. I had chronic fatigue that went on for about four and a half years.
Whoa, yeah, okay.
So it was a case of, like, when I got up in the morning, I'd go downstairs, put on the kettle, and then I'd need to sleep.
You'd be ready for a rest
drain.
After getting up for 5 minutes.
It just drained me of all my energy.
Oh, no. So you couldn't work, or you couldn't do the normal things that you used to do?
No, it all changed. And then things like words just kind of had fallen out of my head. I just couldn't. I had to kind of learn words again. I knew what a fork was, but I didn't know the name.
I get you. Yeah. Did you lose your speech at the time?
No, my speech was fine. It was the eyesight that came back again as soon as the clot had dissolved. They were the only symptoms. And also when I was reading the letters, I could only see the second half of every word. I couldn't see anything to, say, the left-hand side. So the first half of the word I couldn't see. Only
you probably started thinking you were going blind or something, did you?
Do you know, I was kind of thinking, you know, that I had a brain tumour. That was the one thing that was in my head.
Yeah, and that people are almost keeping it from you.
Yeah.
So what's the story now? Are you more prone to have another stroke in the future, or have you been given kind of the all clear, or have you had to change anything health-wise or lifestyle-wise?
I'm on blood thinners. You're not supposed to, like, See, technically I shouldn't, when I go to hairdressers, that my hair should be washed before going in, because I can't, I shouldn't be leaning back in over the basin,
right,
that kind of thing, because apparently that can be a cause as well. Like, you're not allowed to kind of, you know, not that I would have done contact sports anyway, but all that kind of thing.
Oh, well, come here, any excuse for that.
Exactly. my risk would be the same as anybody else's now to have another one.
And how old is your son now, Rebecca?
He'll be 9 next week.
Listen, Rebecca, thanks so much for taking our call. Really interesting story, and hope your health continues to be good. And Ronan, your little fella, is getting on well as well. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
No bother at all. Thanks a million.
Cheers. Thank you. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.